welcome to Larry Reed's America. Tonight we're in our second podcast for pizza, frozen pizza tasting. And just to recap, the first one, we had the Kroger private selection. I rated it as a total of 30. Mike, I think, was 31. What was your score?
36.
36, and Steve was 25?
Yep.
Okay. So tonight, we're trying something new. I just took a couple bites. See, who's finished with theirs, anyone? You finished?
What'd you do, inhale it?
Unless the crust is really good, I throw it in the garbage. I only ate the toppings after I took a couple bites of crust to see if I liked it or not.
Mm. Well,
I'm not eating empty carbs.
Good. So
I'm not cutting back on the beer.
Let's on our number two. How did you rate the crust?
I gave the crust a 5. I thought it was more flavorful than the other one. A little crispier,
a little sweeter.
It had some flavor.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't so chewy. It was actually a little bit of crust to it at the bottom. You know, it was pretty good. I gave it a 5.
Sauce,
I gave it a 4. I thought it was really bland, and there wasn't a whole lot there at all.
Really?
Yeah. And it was even a funny color. It's not red. It's like orange.
That's weird, man.
I didn't like it.
How about the cheese?
Cheese, I give it a 6. As usual with a frozen pizza, I could use some more.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a whole lot there. Taste was fine. I actually liked the cheese on the other one better because I think there was a mix of cheese. You had the yellow and the white. This is all just a Mott's or something, you know. Toppings, I gave it a 7. I actually liked the pepperoni. It was a little thicker, a little chewier. I thought that was pretty good. Taste, right down the middle again, a 5 for a total of 27.
27.
So a little better than the other one.
Okay. Mike, what do you see so far?
How can you taste it anyway? You can't preach.
I gave the crust a 6. It's not as chewy. It's a little more flavor. The cheese, I gave a 6. This, I wish there was more of it. The sauce, I'm a 4, because I'm really not a lot there, and it's really doesn't have a lot of flavor. Toppings, I gave a 6. I like the pepperoni on the other one that we did before better.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, this is good.
I like those little pepperonis, the other one better.
Yeah.
But I thought overall this pepperoni is pretty good.
Yeah. It's not bad. But the taste, I gave an 8, just like the last one, so I got a total of 30.
Okay.
We're offending Greg right now, because Greg's apparently in heaven.
Yeah. You guys are high. But,
that's another.
I went 9 with the crust. Crust is way more flavorful than the other one. The sauce, to me, I thought it had a little kick to it. That's what I liked about it. So I gave it a 9 as well. A little bit of spice going on there in that sauce to me. Cheese, gave it an 8. Toppings, 9. Overall, 9 for the taste. I got a 44 on it.
You are an easy to please kind of dude, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Huh. You know, how can you grade a pizza loaf? I can't grade any pizza loaf. So mine's all going to be slated higher.
I've got what they call a refined palate.
Oh, is that what that is?
It's insured.
Millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, well, I gave the crust a 6. The sauce I gave a 5. If there was more of it, I think it, what I'm tasting is good, but there's just not enough of it. The cheese, I gave a 6. Again, if there was more of it, I'd probably give it more. The toppings, I gave an 8. It's uncured pepperoni, and I thought it was terrific.
I like the thickness of it, too. It's got a chew to it.
Yeah, and it just has that little bit of punch to it. And I gave the overall taste a 7, so mine was 16, 22, 30. I gave it a 33, which is 2 above the private selection. What was your total?
30.
30?
44. Yeah, because I think this is a tombstone.
27.
Okay. This is a thin crust Newman's Own.
What is it?
Thin crust Newman's Own.
Newman's Own.
Now there's not a Tombstone. Would you like to refine and change your score?
No.
I mean,
Newman's rhymes with Tombman's.
Well, you know, the neat thing. The neat Newman's thing about this, all the profits go to kids. I mean, they give them away, I think, $45 million.
Would that be the only reason I'd buy it?
Really?
Yeah.
You guys ain't taste that spicier sauce?
I thought it was bland as could be.
Really?
Yeah. I would dump hot sauce on this and make it better.
Well, yeah. See, I thought the pepperoni was the saving grace.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The pepperoni's good. It's, like I said, it's got a little chew, a little mouthfeel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good flavor. But yeah, if you put a little hot sauce in this, you know what I mean? Yeah.
After eating that Private Selection crust, this is heaven compared to that.
Oh, yeah, compared to that. That's one of the worst pizzas I've ever had, Private Selection.
But...
And I've had a lot of pizza.
Well, I think you guys are a lot older than me, so your buds,
not
your taste buds ain't...
You're about 50.
Yeah, well...
I think he just turned 50.
Did he?
Yeah.
Hey, mind your business, Mike.
You know, six of my kids are older than you.
Yeah.
But they look much younger.
Yeah, but they look a hell of a lot younger.
You're the baby in the bunch.
How old are you?
54.
Oh.
You're 56?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm 57.
And a half.
And a half.
My pharmacist asked, let's see, that was actually the night of the eclipse, so yeah, it was last night. I was thinking it was the day before. But
how old are you?
It was last day. Hey, man, Mike, I'm half drunk, man. But she asked my date of birth, and I said, 92, you know. She said, yeah, right.
That's pretty good.
I'll tell you, the more I eat it, the better I like it. I don't think it's bad at all.
It's not bad. Yeah.
It's not good.
Oh, it wouldn't be mine.
Six of one, half a dozen of another.
Yeah. You know, after we're done with this tasting, the only thing that's ever going to be in my freezer is something I really like.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's worthwhile. And save people a lot of problems of going in and saying, oh, that looks good because the boxes look good.
Well, I'm glad you're buying it and having me taste it rather than me having to go spend my money on it.
Yeah.
You are providing a great service to humanity right now.
Yes, I think so.
Uh-huh.
Saintly. Hey, by the way,
saintly.
Did anybody watch on Facebook Walt Anakin's eclipse video?
Who?
Walt Anakin.
I watched the video. I don't...
Boy.
Is that the one I watched?
It's really... He borrowed one of my cameras to do it. I got a Nikon P1000.
Mm-hmm.
When you put the telescope out all the way, it's 125 times your normal vision.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he's just incredible piece of work. And he does that for a living, you know. He does,
right.
You know, Vans by the River, he does the advertising and such. But, boy, it's really well worth looking at.
Walt and a King.
Yeah.
I'll
yeah, just put it on Facebook and put Walt and a King or go to my Facebook page. I got on my... So.
I'll have to look that up. You know, if you could have taken that first pizza we did, taken the pepperoni and the sauce off of that and put on this one, it'd be a good combination.
See,
the crust is a little better.
Yeah, but I like that. I like that uncured pepperoni. Even though I really did like their pepperoni because they had a variety of, I like that uncured pepperoni better.
I'll tell you one thing that ruined that eating one of those pizzas is that stuff Mike brought in there that day.
That
whatever,
fermented
that meat, yeah, whatever.
What was
that?
Fermented sausage.
Fermented sausage.
Yeah.
Ooh. I just got some more of that at home from my friend. It's from Rowdy Rooster is the name of the place.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like that, Larry?
It's up north somewhere.
That stuff he brought in that day?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I got some Spanish chorizo.
Oh, I like chorizo.
I do too.
It's fermented chorizo, but it's fantastic. Hmm. Really good.
Well, you know, I had an interesting thing for I don't know, the last 3 years I kept saying I'm gonna go down Harrison when they have that Maine lobster truck, their cousin's Maine lobster.
It's gonna be down there here.
It was down there.
What was it?
I had my daughter pick me up some stuff. And I'm telling you, the lobster roll was $20, but they had so much lobster meat on it. It was just unbelievable.
Really?
And their clam chowder and their lobster bisque was very good. But I also got a couple of lobster quesadillas. And they were good, but for $3 more, I should have got more lobster rolls. You know, there were 17.
Lobster rolls are awesome, man.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was...
Was it guaranteed to be real lobster?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. They, you know, they started off on Shark Tank about 20 years ago or something. And at Barbara Corcoran, she put $55,000 in to get 15% equity in it. They've got 50 lobster trucks in a couple of brick-and-mortar places. They do $50 million business a year.
Wow.
And she's got $55,000, and she's got 15% of that. It's a money machine.
Yeah. We're doing something wrong.
That's, well, that was...
Never even seen it. Never heard of it.
Nah, I don't have a clue. But I would eat a lobster roll right now.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on Facebook. That truck was going to be there, but I forgot what day it was going to be there.
Yeah, it was down there. Evidently, they hit a big crowd, big lines.
Yeah. I bet we could have had like monster numbers for a lobster roll podcast.
Oh yeah,
Larry dropped the ball.
Oh yeah,
you dropped the ball. You know what? I should have got some lobster.
Yeah.
I wonder what beer lobsters go with.
I'm willing to find out.
I'd say sweet meat. It's a sweet meat. So
I'd say Pilsner.
Yeah, something like
Or just a light.
Maybe a Kolsch. A little sweeter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had it to do over, the only thing I would have done, because, you know, the lobster rolls are cold, and they got mayo on it, and Nancy thought it was bland, so did Laura, but I loved it. But if I had it to do over, I would have melted some butter, and then I would have put some sriracha on it.
Mm.
So
I had a lobster roll in Virginia once that just, oh my, it was like heaven.
Yeah.
That's all I want to eat in heaven. It was so good. And I had that and some fresh oysters on the half shell. Lead.
Well, you know, the thing is, I like to go to restaurants, but I don't like to buy anything that you can make at home. Like, I won't buy a steak in a restaurant. Hmm. Steaks to me is a steak. You know, I can throw a good steak on the grill and it comes out pretty good. I'm not gonna go to Jeff Ruby's and pay $75 for a steak. Yeah, that's stupid. And the same with lobster. You know, if you go get a surf and turf, a small fillet, and a lobster tail, which doesn't have a hell of a lot of meat in it. You're looking at, what, $45, $50?
Oh,
bucks?
Yeah, easy.
I'd rather get fish and chips and do my own surf and turf on the grill.
Yeah.
Now, years ago, I would do that kind of dumb shit stuff, but I just won't do it anymore.
Yeah, if I'm going to have a steak, I typically have it at home. Because I like making my own.
Yeah.
I'd rather get it exactly the way I want it.
Yeah. I'd rather get, like, some Thai food or even a fish, if it's good fish and chips or even a good burger out. You know, just set. But
I will go to Longhorn and get an outlaw ribeye because $30 for a 30, I can barely buy that and make it myself for that cost.
How big is it?
Was it 20 something ounces for a $30.
Well, see,
it's a damn good steak.
The problem is, at my age, if I usually eat 6 ounces.
Well, no, we did. My wife and I each got it because we had gift cards.
Oh, okay.
And then we ate, the outside part of the ribeye.
Yeah.
And then you got the big part, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, I just ate the outside part. Yeah, I brought that inside part home, and I made steak and eggs on Sunday for breakfast. And
Yeah.
So, but it's a dang good steak for the price.
Yeah. Well, Longhorn's always been good. You know, it's funny. We went to Outback with Nancy's nurses group not too long ago, and I can remember it was out in Coleraine. Mm-hmm. I can remember years ago, no matter what day of the week, if you go for a late lunch here or anything, you had to wait for a seat. There were 8 tables full in the restaurant at 12:30.
Jeez.
Really?
Yeah. And everybody that worked there except the cook was part-time. They all had full-time jobs.
Jeez.
So that's and I've noticed that the only one that's always packed is was it
Chick-fil-A?
It always is.
Well, they're always packed. But I'm thinking about good restaurants. I was trying to think of the only one that I remember that was always filled at lunch and about all time of the day is Greyhound Tavern.
Hmm. Where's that at?
Fort Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
And
I've heard that's really good.
Oh, if you like chicken livers.
He does not.
Yeah. I do not.
Okay. Greg and I do.
They're chicken livers.
We know.
Their meatloaf is sensational.
You said you were weird. I said we know.
Anyway, well. I can accept it.
Me too.
But, and you don't like calf's liver, baby beef?
I don't like any kind of liver. Now, gizzards, I'll eat. My own weight in gizzards, but not.
Well, see, gizzards
are you're even weirder than I thought.
Gizzards are too chewy for me. When you can have the chicken livers and they're not as chewy,
I know,
and they got
but
better
I like
flavor.
That chewy. I like that texture. I don't know what it is. I've liked them since I was a kid.
So
I liked them before I lost my teeth. I was like,
yeah.
Do you like Braunschweiger?
Yes, and I know what it's made from.
It's chicken liver.
I know, but I love Braunschweiger. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I don't get it.
I know it's weird, but I guess it's all the other stuff that's in it that they flavor it with.
Yeah.
Because to me, it doesn't taste all that much like liver. But
well, I'll tell you, Greyhound Tavern, they serve these gigantic chicken livers, put it on a bed of mashed potatoes with onions and gravy on it. There's just nothing quite like it.
Maybe I'll have to revisit a liver at some point.
Mm.
I haven't had it for years, but the last time I had it, I couldn't finish it.
That also put lead in your pencil.
Mm-hmm. High quality lead. Anna, okay. You might gain a few pounds. Your wife may be happy.
Nah, she wants me to gain weight, but I can't. So
well, it's because you don't eat chicken liver.
I'd venture to say that's not going to work either.
Really? Mm. Cooking bacon grease like I do.
Well, how much?
Oh, I cook a lot of stuff in bacon grease.
How much you weigh?
155.
103 pounds less than I do.
I didn't want to do the math. Last time I got weighed. Well, and it ain't the pencil.
No. That's the only place he's lost weight.
I dropped down to 189, and that's about as low as I doubt if I could ever get to 185.
Kid, man, I remember first grade too.
Yeah. Well, I got out of the service. I weighed 190 pounds in 1961, but I hit a 31-inch weight and I didn't have any body fat. But now I'm 189 with a 36-inch waist. And
I was really tiny in 1961.
Yeah.
I don't think thoughts in my parents' eyes weigh much.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'll tell you, certain foods, you know, chicken livers, smoked oysters. I used to love just eating raw oysters until Alan Young died from a place in Florida.
I'm willing to take the chance.
I'm not.
I love the raw oysters.
Oh, I do too. Man.
I do too, but boy, you get a bad when you're dead. So.
Like the smoked ones?
Yeah.
Fried oyster stew.
Yeah, I love a good fried oyster po' boy, man.
Mm. Yeah. Well,
yeah, that'll get much better with the Andy's Cajun seasoning.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Fried oysters and that, yeah. Oh, man.
That's
killer.
It's all good. I mean, you know, and life's too short not to eat good food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But just, you know, I'll sit down sometimes and I think, God, I'm really hungry. I eat half the food and I'm... If I knew I'd have to eat it the next day for leftovers, I'd just leave it. But I wind up eating it all. I just don't have. I have the appetite, but I don't have the capacity anymore.
Oh yeah, I can't eat like I used to. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like I said, I brought more than half my steak home from Longhorn. That's just not me.
Yeah.
But you said it was a 30-ounce.
It's a big steak. Still, I mean, it's like I would have no problem there. Can I finish yours? You know.
Well, you know what's funny? When you know, like ribeyes are pretty fatty, yeah. Good ribeye. Oh, yeah. And I usually, when I buy that, I'll buy a whole ribeye, mm-hmm. but I trim the fat off. And the amount of fat, I weighed one time. I think I took 3 pounds of fat off of the ribeye. A lot of fat.
Yeah, that's what makes it tender and flavorful. Yeah.
I leave that all on there. Yeah. I don't trim any of it off.
It's obvious.
Well, see, I used to eat fat. You know, if I had steak, best part of, to me, grilled steak was eating the fat.
Oh, yeah. So, absolutely.
But I don't do that because I don't want to die.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep doing it until they tell me you probably should... change something.
Yeah.
I had a physical last year and everything's good, so I'm like,
I think most things natural are good. I mean, my grandparents were healthier than hell until the doctor told them to cut it down their cholesterol, and God dang, they died pretty fast after that.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah. And they were eating lard, they ate everything, you know, and then they told them not to, and it's like, all of a sudden they're looking old and dead.
All my grandparents lived past 90.
Yeah, and they ate all that
bacon,
crap.
Lard.
Yeah.
My grandpa that lived to be 100, he drank whole raw cow's milk his whole life.
I think what kills us is this crap they put in stuff, not the natural stuff. That's
preservatives.
That's got a lot to do with preservatives and all the added artificial colors. And
well, you know what shocked me on this frozen pizza stuff? My one son sent me an email. He said, you know, you shouldn't eat frozen pizza. I said, why not? Oh, I said... this salt content is out of this world. So I thought, maybe, maybe not. So I started looking. And all the chain pizzas have as much salt, some of them more than the frozen pizzas.
Really? Oh, the stupid amount of soda they put in crap. Yeah. Like fast food, crazy. Man. That's what will kill you with fast food, I think, is all that damn soda.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, not to mention back when your grandparents were alive, I mean... they were getting up off the couch to change the TV channel.
That's right, yeah.
Steve, you just sit there and
click, 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 click.
Your lazy boy.
I do not click. I turn NCIS reruns on and then I fall asleep.
Okay.
There is no clicking involved.
Well, the thing, this is recent. It was either today or yesterday. In England, they did a study, and there's, they didn't understand why so many young people are getting cancer.
The jab.
Yeah.
Well, what's happening after this, I don't know how many years study that they did, the kids that are growing up today, being young adults, it wasn't like when I was growing up, you never sat down. There's nothing on television to watch it. Who in the hell wanted to watch it? You're out. You were doing things all the time, and you'd burn all these calories up. So you really, if you go in Kroger, or I never go to Walmart, but the last time I was at Walmart, it's like obese city. You know, I mean, some of these women are just so huge, I don't know how they can function.
Nothing wrong with them but grabbing that cart so they can go
driving the
But anyway, they said the problem is with this generation that's getting the cancer is their biological age and their regular age. The biological age is faster than their regular age. It's so somebody that's 50 might be 65 biologically, and it's all because of they don't pay attention to what they eat. Fast food.
They're so much more sedentary than we used to be.
And yeah, they're sedentary. They just don't do anything.
Yep.
And that, I mean, this country could be in deep shit in a number of years.
The other thing I thought was weird, I recently looked at ingredients in packaged foods from here and in foreign countries. And here it's like this big with all these big ass words you can't pronounce. And there it's like this big with, it's got this, it's. Well, everything's so much more natural in foreign countries than it is here.
Well, if you want to live a long life, you go to Greece. You go to the Mediterranean diet.
Yeah, the Mediterranean.
Well, I was going to say, in Turkey, when I was in Turkey, they just had the damn goats or whatever the hell kind of meat it was hanging out in the frickin' sun.
Yeah.
You know, flies all over it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was nuts.
That's like fermented.
That was like back in like 94. Yeah, we went... We were at a Donna Air Force Base and took a ride downtown. And, man, you're walking through town. All of a sudden, here's this slaughterhouse. And they just got these carcasses full of the meat,
So yeah, it would never fly here. It
flies all over
I
stuff.
Would have become a vegetarian. Can I get a jar of peanut butter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some flies in that. Yeah.
But, honestly, with the Internet, these iPhones and everything, the kids growing up today, I think it's great. Like Batesville area, they got all kind of programs. They got a lot of soccer, baseball, and kids are brought up a little different. But you take these inner city kids, they're not doing anything.
Yeah,
I mean, shooting each other.
Yeah.
But, they sit and they play with their iPhones or they're on the Internet all day long. It's just... You got to get outside and do things.
Yep.
And the amount of people that are eating fast foods, and I guess it's hard not to. I saw an ad for Burger King. I think you get two junior Whoppers for $5.
It's a cheap meal.
And it's the sandwich tastes good.
They used to be 99 cents. Remember? When we were growing up, man, you go anywhere, get a 99 cent burger.
You're right.
But if you pay a regular price on a menu for like McDonald's or like a Whopper or something.
Yeah, you're 10 plus.
Go to like Backroads or somewhere in town and get a fresh hand done patty and fries, and it's the same cost.
Yeah.
And it's so much better, And better for you because you can say, don't put any salt on that or,
Well, the only restaurant that I would really want to get a burger from, other than, going to Brawl House or someplace like that, is Frisch's, because it's all fresh every day.
Except I just can't eat that tartar sauce anymore.
Can't you remember?
I thought I'd just see where a bunch of those were shutting down, right?
Oh, yeah.
They shut down four of them. Yeah. They're getting rid of the non-profitable ones. They shut one down in Price Hill. It was there forever.
Okay.
But, it's changing neighborhoods, changing demographics, people not spending the money, competition. They're keeping the good ones open, and they'll survive it. They've done it for years.
Have you eaten at the Hobo Hut lately?
No.
Every once in a while, because it's so close to where I work, if I got to go somewhere else, it's too far away, and I'll just order it ahead and run up there and pick it up.
Yeah.
You can get a great big burger. That's a burger and fries from Hobo Hut. It's all I can eat for $10, a little over $10.
That's what Backroads is. Backroads is our favorite now. I mean, we'll go there and order a burger.
Well, the breakfast at Hobo Hut, the Hobo Special.
Oh, phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fantastic breakfast. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Well, the one place that I tried... Chaz Kaiser talked me into it, and I would have never, ever dreamed of going there, was Hothead Burritos.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff's good.
I love their big bowls.
Good. That is
Hot
good.
Hotheads is good.
Yeah.
Yes. Is.
Little mango habanero sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it, because I thought, there's no fried beans on the menu. What kind of Mexican restaurant's this? No fried, refried beans.
Yeah.
But
somebody talked me into going there too once, and it's like, man, this is.
It was a buy one get one free coupon that talked me into going.
Man.
Have you tried the hibachi sushi place?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I'd like to try that.
Not yet, but I love sushi, so I'll probably end up trying
it. Yeah, they make the sushi right in front of you there at the front. But the, the hibachi stuff was pretty good, too. Good prices.
Yeah, yeah, I thought it was really good.
Where's that at?
Where pizza used to be, up at Kroger.
Right by Kroger.
Okay, well, it's time to move on to our next podcast. And let's... I should have kept my glasses on. I can't see anything. Okay, let's... I want to thank everybody for listening. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Talk to you on the next podcast.